Well, the Democrats are 0-2 in trying to stop Donald Trump by any means necessary. So we'll get into what we know so far, what the media's reaction is, the cover-up, and even some of the memes. Like this meme, which may actually be meme magic. It may be a reality by now or later this afternoon. This is actually not a real post yet from Donald Trump's Truth Social. A lot of people are passing this around. But things are so strange these days that he very well may see the meme and then make it a reality. And as usual, the social media accounts for the shooter, Ryan Wesley Ruth, have been deleted, dumped down the memory hole, but not before people were able to screenshot some of his tweets, which are very telling about his motivations. And surprising that Elon would allow his account to be dumped down the memory hole. He may have actually restored it by now. That may just be a policy when an account is mass flagged, that it just automatically gets taken down and then is later submitted for a manual review. But, of course, I did save some of his tweets, which we'll get into in a moment. This guy is an American citizen who fought over in Ukraine and was trying to recruit soldiers and veterans to join him over there, and even appeared in an Azov battalion propaganda video promoting the cause.
I am Azov, I am Mariupol, I am Ukraine. Sorry, it's really hard, but the purpose of the action is to appeal to world leaders.
There he is.
World organization.
Making this more mysterious is the fact that Donald Trump's golf outing was a private event. It was not publicly known. It wasn't on the calendar. It wasn't like he was holding a rally like the Butler assassination attempt just 2 months ago. So there will most likely be a major distraction that the media tries to use to sweep this story under the rug, maybe anointing the next George Floyd, the next Black Lives Matter poster child, now that we are in the final 2 months of the 2024 election season. But before we get into the media reaction, the memes, and the cover-up, just a heads up, you may be interested in my new Trump as Neo in the Matrix shirt, which was inspired by the scene in the Matrix when Neo realizes he is the one and then is able to stop the bullets. And so, like all of my designs, it's available at markdice.com. Click the link in the description below. Here's MSNBC basically blaming Donald Trump and asking him to tone his rhetoric down.
Yeah. Do you expect there to be calls from within the Trump campaign to do that? Because he's going to reach out to his supporters and say, let's take this down. Do you expect to hear anything from the Trump campaign about toning down the rhetoric, toning down the violence, or would that be atypical of the former president?
Now, she is talking about Donald Trump in the campaign asking Republicans to tone their rhetoric down, not pointing out the fact that the liberal media has been trying to incite somebody to do this for years by depicting him as the reincarnation of Hitler. This is how backwards they are. Another person tried to kill him, and they're blaming him for his heated rhetoric.
Well, Alex, remember back to the assassination attempt on President Trump's life and how, you know, there was...
Oh, you mean the first one, I think. You mean the first one.
Talk of a new tone, and then the Republican convention was, by Trumpian standards, muted. And it did seem like he was, you know, just trying to take it down a few notches. But then by the end of his convention speech, you know, we were kind of back to where we started. So I don't know how long this could, like, you know, this moment of unity for the country where we come together and we say, I don't want any political opposition to be under threat of violence. It's not okay, any threat of violence, you know, we don't want. I would love for us to have a unity type moment, but I think it's probably going to be pretty fleeting, as we've seen in the past.
Yes, it was very fleeting because the media went back to depicting him as the next Hitler about 1 week after the July assassination attempt. During the debate last week against Camel Face, Donald Trump pointed this out.
I probably took a bullet to the head because of the things that they say about me. They talk about democracy. I'm a threat to democracy. They're the threat to democracy
President
with a fake
Trump.
Russia investigation.
We do have a lot
that went nowhere.
We have a lot.
And depicting Donald Trump as the next Hitler. And back in 2019, in my best-selling book, The Liberal Media Industrial Complex. I wrote this on page 256. There may be only one way for the liberal media industrial complex to silence Donald Trump, which is why they are constantly painting him as the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler and incessantly calling him a fascist dictator, because they are hoping to incite some unhinged lunatic who believes what they say to assassinate him. David Hogg, the scrawny little Zoomer anti-gun activist who was one of the Parkland kids who's dedicated his life to trying to repeal the Second Amendment and promote liberalism, posted this back in January of 2022. What do you do when the former president is the greatest threat to national security? Wink, wink. NBC News, nothing but crap news, is also insinuating that it's the rhetoric from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance which needs to be toned down, not the insane gaslighting from the liberal media industrial complex.
Today's apparent assassination attempt comes amid increasingly fierce rhetoric on the campaign trail itself. Mr. Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance, continue to make baseless claims about Haitian immigrants in Ohio.
Oh, so opposing the importation of thousands and thousands of Haitians to brown your small town is now too heated of rhetoric. They need to tone that down. It's their fault. And while what's happening to our country is extremely sad and disturbing, thankfully the meme makers are here to provide us with some much-needed levity with memes like these. The second shooter missed. Here's the shooter being arrested, looking like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. Here's another gem from the Right to Bear memes, also known as Grand Old Memes on Twitter, who never misses. And here are some of the deleted tweets from his Twitter account saying, "Let's go, people. He's ready to go to Ukraine and fight and to die for the kids and families of Ukraine. We cannot sit around and do nothing. We need to flood Ukraine with citizens from around the globe for a massive civilian army. Someone respond to me. Let's do it." And this is one of his final tweets to Kamala Harris, July 16th, just after the first assassination attempt. Tweeting to Kamala Harris saying that she and old Joe need to go visit the injured people in the hospital from the Trump rally and attend the funeral of the murdered fireman. "Trump will never do anything for them," he says. "Show the world what compassion and humanity is all about." This man was filled with compassion. Just like Kamala, so much compassion that she was joking about killing Donald Trump on the Ellen show, the Ellen DeGeneres show.
"If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?"
"Does one of us have to come out alive?"
And of course, this guy's name showed up on the donor lists to numerous Democrats with such high dollar amounts, like $1 donations, and $2 donations, and $5 donations, because he was spending every penny he had to try to help the Democrat cause. And again, his Twitter account was deleted, taken down by Twitter, and that always happens with all of the big tech platforms. I thought that Elon would do it differently, would actually allow people to see what this guy was saying, because doesn't the public have a right to actually read the writings of these lunatics? But so far, at least as of the time I'm recording this video, Elon is falling in line with the rest of the big tech companies. Gab, on the other hand, which is a true free speech platform, not just a freer speech platform. Twitter is quasi-free speech. It's freer, but still not free. They still haven't allowed Jared Taylor back on. They didn't restore Gavin McGinnis's account. He had to start a new account. There are still other individuals which have been banned and never restored back on Twitter that have never called for violence. Also, tweets involving the little N-word get taken down for violating the terms of service. So you can't say that it's a free speech platform if a little word hurts certain people's feelings and gets taken down. Gab, the only true free speech platform, did not take down the account and the post of the first attempted assassin. And the only reason that we know that this is his account is because Andrew Torba, the founder of Gab, went public that he got a request or a subpoena or a preserve records request from the FBI identifying this account. And so when people start searching for the shooter's names on social media, they'll find their account if it's in their name. But if it's not in their name, not linked to their name in any way. It's never going to come up. And so nobody knew that this was the first shooter's account until Andrew Torba went public with the subpoena. And what a surprise he is, or was, thankfully he's gone, was pro-Biden. Of course, registered as a Republican, most likely so that he could support Nikki Haley in the primary. But you can read through the tweets over there at Epic Microwave on Gab, and he was attacking MAGA, attacking conservatives, and promoting and defending old Joe. And even Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal made a very stunning announcement about some of the revelations that we can expect regarding the first cover-up about the situation.
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt.
Well, I think the MSNBC viewers will. I mean, those of us in the independent media, we already know what happened and the extent of the cover-up. But, you know, I mean, thanks for trying. The cover-up on this one is even going to be even bigger because this guy has a rather lengthy social media trail, unlike the first attempted assassin. And he was also featured in a New York Times write-up about the brave Americans who are going over to fight for Ukraine. So in 50 years, when the files are declassified, it will probably come out that he had some State Department or CIA handlers, but that kind of information is just too sensitive to release to the public now. That might incite retaliation. That needs to be classified and dumped down the memory hole for generations. And again, if you're a fan of The Matrix, and you're a fan of my channel, and you want to get a great shirt, order my new Trump as Neo in the Matrix shirt from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below and check it out.